2-hour harbor cruise. Mm-hmm. That's what you want for your
birthday. I want the two of them.
All right.
And we can't go Monday, can't go Tuesday because my doctor's appointment.
We can't go any day because of one thing or another.
I think we can go.
Welcome to
Wrinkled,
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to episode number 73. Wrinkled, Not Dead. We're negotiating Jen's birthday thing.
We
have to make it clear when we're going. That's what we'll do after the show.
Okay.
Because it's a precedent that
cannot
be. This is important. Your birthday is important. Last year was a crap birthday. You're 61. It's going to be a great birthday. Welcome to Wrinkled Not Dead, episode 73. Indeed, everything about Wrinkled Not Dead can be found on wrinklednotdead.com and, of course, the iTunes store and wherever. iTunes is just one of the very many formats that are out there. But anywhere that podcasts are heard, we are there. Thank goodness.
Yeah, and we also have a company called Michael Bell Productions. Mm-hmm. So if you need any help with podcasting or radio TV advertising or speaking or training, you name it, we are here for you. It's
Well,
a shameless plug, and I don't care.
I know, you don't care about that. But
And by the way, if you would share this with your friends, if you can share podcasts, that's how you grow the quickest. So
But any podcast. Because I love, it's not a competitive sport.
It's not. No, I know. I mean, we often share many other podcasts that
we
love.
Do.
There's room for everybody in this global market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, it's kind of a big deal. We finally kind of have an agent helping us out.
I know.
Because, you know, Wrinkle Not Dead does cost us money. We have to buy bandwidth. We have to have equipment. We have to do this, that, and the other
thing. Artwork.
And artwork, yes. Very important, which is, you're the genius behind that. And George Talavera in the Philippines. But AdvertiseCast is our new agent. AdvertiseCast.com/WrinkledNotDead is how we can be found for making endorsements or doing commercials for you. And it's a nice step forward. But we promise we're not going to flood the thing with things about cheese.
No, we're going to keep it real, authentic. And I know everyone hates to hear those words, but that is what we're going to do.
We are. So today's major topic is, you are good enough.
Yeah, and I think it's important because everybody our age, particularly our age, feels they're not relevant, they're not good enough, they might as well just go out and wait to die. I mean, a lot of people feel that way from time
Flatly,
to time.
Flatly, you are correct.
I know, yeah. I know. I know it sounds dramatic, but a lot of people feel that. And we want to show that you are who you are, you're special, you're relevant, and you are good enough. And I've got a nice little quote.
You always set it up well. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Sometimes the hardest part of the journey is believing you are worthy of the trip.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll delve into this further in a moment.
We absolutely will.
Okay. All right. So, Rosenthorne. Rose, if you're listening for the first time, well, welcome to the club. Rosenthorne is two things. The rose is something good that happened during the week. The thorn is something that's less good, but we learned from. And I will take it away with what my rose is. For those of you who listened to episode 72, my friend Dave back up in Canada, Dave Stanley, actually, I'll give his last name now because he said that he was retired. And then he listened to Wrinkled Not Dead and he became on sabbatical. Then he was listening to Wrinkled Not Dead again and they became looking for work. And now he's back on the job. Good for Dave.
You are good enough, Dave.
Yeah, baby. Dave Stanley and his wife, Karen. So I have to say hello, Dave, and go for it and just crush it out there, baby. Okay, my thorn. Back to the birthday thing. It's impossible to find cards for you anymore because we have a bunch of dogs. We always have dog cards for birthdays. Well, you've had every dog card, and now I really feel like Wrinkled Not Dead because half the time I'll come up with one that I gave you 8 years ago from the papyrus store or something. It's harder to find your spouse a really good card after you've been married for almost 34 years.
I have an idea for next year.
Yeah.
Make one.
I take up the challenge.
Excellent.
You got me there.
Yeah, I sure did.
But now, only because I'm thinking about how to do it. Okay, yes, I will. Okay, done.
There you go.
Deal.
All right, I'm going to, our rose together was we finally went back to the gym. Personally, I've been somebody who's worked out my entire life, whether it be Zumba or ballet or
All kinds of stuff.
Whatever, weightlifting, whatever.
Spinning,
everything. Yep. And for years and years and years and years. And then when I started with my eye surgeries, I had to stop.
Well, not only that, and the collapse of our business.
Yeah, you get depressed. You don't want to work out.
Yeah.
So finally I said, this is it. The great thing is I joined 24-Hour Fitness, which was very inexpensive here in the United States. And Mike, you got 24-Hour Fitness for free. Your silver sneaker.
Silver sneakers, which has an S on it, by the
way. Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, you talked about that, I know,
yeah,
in the last podcast.
It
but
is.
If you're 65 or over and you've got Medicare and you've got a supplemental, these supplementals offer this free...
Be careful what supplemental you choose, because not all of them have that.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I had to switch.
So it costs very little money, which is exciting for me. But my thorn is starting all over again. You think someone like me who's worked out their entire life, you give it up for, well, like a year.
Yeah, for sure.
It is tough getting back.
Okay, well, we're doing it together.
I have to say, I feel fantastic, though.
Oh, no, I have to say that here we are in our gym clothes because we just came back from the gym.
We did.
And this shirt's a little ripe there,
well,
but anyway, so today we did, yeah, we're not going there. Anyway, today we did abs, then we did chest, and then I couldn't help myself. We had to do buys and tries and a little bit of shoulders, and we are going to feel it tomorrow.
Well, you know what helped? Tammy Lee. She was the one from
Tammy Lee Webb.
From Buns of Steel.
Right.
And it's
Steel
About the Buns, which is her podcast now, which is fabulous. She was the one that got me motivated to get back to the gym.
She did. And she looked you steely-eyed.
She's amazing.
Get the...
So thank you, Tammy Lee.
Yeah, thanks, Tammy Lee. We're publishing your show this week, too.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Great, great podcast, guys. Check it out. It's Steal About the Buns.
All right. Okay. Now, Jen's Health Minute. Now, I decided to steal it this week because there's a very important point, and we had discussions all week long about this. And it's about flu shots. And there's quite a lot of controversy.
There really is.
Some people flatly refuse to do this. Other people are wildly enthusiastic about it. But here's what I found out, and it's from a very reputable source. So if you're going to say to me, yes, I am, or no, I'm not, think about this first. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has estimated that between 71% and 85% of seasonal flu-related deaths have occurred in people 65 years and older. Pretty scary, huh? And if that wasn't enough, between 54% and 70% of seasonal flu-related hospitalizations, so you're bad enough that you have to be checked into the hospital, which is dangerous enough, have occurred among the same group. Okay, so if that sells you on the idea of a flu shot, then so be it. I'm not going to make a judgment about it. But here's what I got. I got a call, actually, from the pharmacy about this. And they said, you are eligible to get kind of like the super shot, which is a high-dose vaccine for people who are 65 and older. And it has, listen to this, my friends, 4 times the amount of antigen as the regular flu shot. So, does it work? Results from a clinical trial of more than 30,000 participants showed that adults 65 years and older who received the high-dose vaccination had 24% fewer influenza infections as opposed to those who just received the standard shot. I'm guessing that the number is going to be greater for those who have had no shot whatsoever. So make up your minds, folks, but that's what I got to say.
So you're over 65, you have Medicare, and you have a supplemental. Was this free?
Oh, absolutely
okay.
Free. There was nothing about it that in the last few years, in fact, and I don't know if it's about the healthcare system in general or not, but I haven't had to pay, and I don't think you had to.
I didn't have to pay either, but my question is, I'm going to be 61 tomorrow.
Yeah.
How come I can't get this? How come it's only for 65 and over?
Doesn't seem fair. I don't know why it's arbitrarily 65.
Well, I guess same with the pneumonia shot. You're supposed to get it at 65. I paid extra and got it at 60. Fat lot of good that did me.
Yeah.
But it's up to you guys. I know I did a lot of asking people because I'm going back to see my mom and I'm going on an airplane and I'm going to go to a nursing home and all of that. And I thought, should I do my flu shot? I was not going to do it this year. And I asked so many people and it's literally half and half. Half people I know have never had them done.
And they're quite adamant about
very
not
adamant.
Doing it,
they
too.
Say the mercury or whatever, eggs, whatever, is in it.
Yeah.
And then the other people say that you need to get it. So I got it again this year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted.
Oh, by the way, with the extra super duper shot, I felt nothing.
I was going to ask you that.
No sore arm. No. Felt no difference like nausea or something crazy or a headache. Nothing. Zero. side effects.
Well, they say it's a dead virus, and the only reason why you may not feel well is that your immune system is, you know, kind of rubbing up.
Oh, yeah.
It's rubbing up, and you might feel tired. But I've heard people that say they get sick after. I don't know. I don't understand it. But you know what? For what it's worth, if you want to get it,
yeah,
we'll see
I laid
how
out
it works
the,
this year.
I think I was pretty fair about laying it out.
You did, and I think we'll let every well everybody will know if you get sick.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Fun facts.
You found this one. You go
I
for
know.
It.
I like this
and
one.
I love this one.
And it hooks back to something that we're going to do for another segment of the show. But anyway, fun facts this week is Metro-Golden-Mayer. Now, everybody thinking about it going, what's that? Oh, yeah. Remember the lion growling at the top? Okay.
Before every movie.
There's a saying or a Latin title underneath that says, Ars Gratia Artis, arts for art's sake. That's what it means.
So is that Latin you were saying?
Yeah, it is.
So it's Latin, and it says that's what
Ars Gratia Artis.
And that's art for art's sake. Oh, that's kind of cool. I never actually, I've always noticed the lion. I've never noticed
the banner underneath.
But
no,
I you know what, I'm going to check it out now.
Yeah, I know. Because everybody's seen a Metro-Golden-Mayer.
I would think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any of the old classics or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Okay. So that was it. And it's from a book, and I will circle back to this. It's kind of fun. The central thrust of the show today is about, are you good enough? And of course, the answer is yes. But
the answer is you are good enough.
The answer is yes, you are good enough. But let's lay it out and prove it. Okay, we do this every week. We kind of troll through information that's available and then find the one that we think is going to be the article that's going to be the most interesting for our listeners and useful to folks of all ages, but definitely for folks over 50. Mark Chernoff is the author of the article that we chose this week, and it will be posted on wrinklednotdead.com in all of its glory and entirety, but we're going to hit the salient points on this. So there are a number of them, but starting with kind of number one, nobody is doing better than you because nobody can do better than you.
What they're saying there is you are you. You are unique. You are walking your own path. Sometimes the reason we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind-the-scenes circumstances with everyone else's public highlight reel, okay? Instagram, Facebook, and all that. I talked about this a couple of podcasts ago. I thought, everyone's going on vacations. How come I can't? I mean, It does create that kind of thing, that kind of fever. So you've just got to walk your own path. Forget what everyone else is doing and achieving. Your life is about breaking your own limits and outgrowing yourself to live your best life. Swim in your own lane. We did a podcast about that. And I have to tell you, I took some people I was following on Instagram off because I found them too distracting and I wasn't able to follow my own path.
Yeah, I know. You made a couple of decisions that way
this
week. Yeah.
Number two, where you are right now is a very necessary step.
Well, the truth is, where you are right now is exactly where you need to be to get where you want to go tomorrow. Hard to get context, though, because here you are sitting in the situation. It's, a lot of times, you can't see outside the box, if you like.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Everything is coming together, and maybe not immediately, but it's coming together gradually. Do you believe this?
Oh, my God, we're living this.
Yeah.
We are living this. When times are tough, you remind yourself that no pain comes without a purpose. Move on from what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you. Pain is part of growing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put something in here. Growing can sometimes be slow. Remember that there are two kinds of pain, pain that hurts and pain that changes you. When you roll with life instead of resisting it, both kinds help you grow. So you need both kinds
both
of pain.
Both kinds of pain.
Right now, it's really tough because we're building our business from ground zero, from the ground up, and it is slow and painful.
And we're not used to slow.
We're not used to slow. In the 80s and 90s, you went out, you made a deal, you went ahead, and you did it.
I know.
Now you're working with this global market. Everybody is taking so long to make decisions to do anything.
Well, I guess they have so many options
They have so many choices now.
Yeah.
So
not just us.
Exactly. So you just have to, again, keep that focus.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Okay.
It is your resistance to what is that causes your suffering.
That sounds pretty ooga-booga
to me. It does.
To me,
so explain.
Okay. What is what's supposed to be or would not be. I don't really get this one. If you don't just sort of embrace the moment, then you've got trouble.
You know what? Right in here it says, you cannot control everything that happens to you. You can only control the way you respond to what happens. It's your response That is your power.
Now I start hearing
now
things
you get
like,
it, right?
If it is to be, yeah. If it is to be, it's up to me, that kind of stuff. That,
yeah.
All those like buzz terms yeah. that we used in the past when we were doing corporate training and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this guy's kind of looking at it, Chernoff, from a different perspective. And we got to remember that they're refreshing information that was valid to us 25 years ago.
Our young goddaughter, Lauren Everett's from the Skinny Confidential.
Yeah.
She has said from the beginning, I'm swimming in my own lane. She yeah. was the one that taught
she,
us that.
She did.
So,
yeah.
you know, it's really cool.
Okay. Every day brings a choice to practice stress or to practice peace.
Yeah, you can choose to be miserable or you'll find plenty of reasons to be miserable. You know, we know people like that. Or you can choose to be peaceful and find plenty of reasons to be at peace. You've got to think about it. Are you skilled at making yourself miserable? Is that where your mind goes? With those same skills, you can make yourself motivated. So you got to switch the way you're thinking. I'm one of those people. Sometimes I think my glass is only half full.
And
you know,
I'm kind of the other way, aren't
yeah.
I?
Yeah. You always, you know.
Well, I'm the optimist in the family.
You're the optimist in the family.
And doofus sometimes.
I always think, you know what? I always think I don't want to think good things are going to happen because if they don't, then I'm going to be disappointed. But
oh,
you've
I
got
see.
To put out there, like Tammy Lee Webb said, you've got to put out intention. Every morning, this is what's going to happen. And then it's like unclogging a drain. You put the Drano down and you've unclogged that drain and then all your energy is out there and all the good stuff is going to start happening. Mm-hmm. And you got to believe it or it won't happen.
Well, it certainly won't happen. How could it happen?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So number mm-hmm. six, you're always good enough to try and that's what's important in the end.
Give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
I mean it. That's the way it is. If you don't give yourself a chance, if you are afraid, remember we did this thing on fear of failure.
We did.
Well, you know, all these things are kind of interrelated after, you know, into our 73rd episode in self-help when we're looking at these issues. But it's interesting how these themes reoccur all the time with the same solutions, and sometimes we just don't learn. But give yourself a chance, and it might.
Well, that's the thing that we're struggling is you got to have patience. At our age, when you're starting over, you just have to remember the patience that maybe we had when we were young. I don't know.
Well, okay, patience, schmatience, because who taught us this one? Finances don't wait.
I know, they don't.
So it's not a matter of...
Bills don't wait. You got to pay
them. You just got to take care of it. There's always something small you can do. Well, that's true.
There's absolutely nothing about your present situation that prevents you from moving forward, one tiny step at a time. Remember, vision without action is just a daydream. Vision must be combined with venture, with thought, with forward thinking, with planning, with making goals.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do. That's what we started doing.
Yeah, we really have been good about that.
Every day we'll say, we need to do this, 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 and this. And this is why we have to do it.
We make lists now, don't we?
We do. And all you have to do is take one step at a time. And that's where you're really good, Mike, because you said, let's not look at the end of the day. Let's look at the one step. And let's finish that step, well, then go on to the second.
Let's look at AdvertiseCast. You know, we gloss over it, but this is a big deal for us. It's a step. It may be a small step. We have somebody who's representing us out there and talking to companies about Wrinkled Not Dead, but it's a step.
Yeah, and we have
and we just go, oh, okay, what's going to...
I know, and we have another client coming up where we're doing a collaboration, so it's really cool. So remember, sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life.
You just don't know which one.
One small step for man and one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, number eight, failures are really just lessons that need to be learned.
Neil Armstrong, by the way.
Yeah.
Geez, there's a whole bunch of people
out
there.
Oh, that may be right, yeah.
Wouldn't know
oh my
who
gosh,
said that.
That's right. Oh gosh, I'm showing my age.
Well, we're wrinkled not dead. Okay, what was the title again of this?
Failures are really just lessons that need to be learned.
Oh, no day is ever wasted when you live it with purpose and presence. Well, you know, some days it's good to waste, I have to tell you. Just take it off, breathe, and set yourself up to conquer the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I agree with this thing, is that don't waste any day. I mean, anybody who says they're going to go out and crush it every day is not being reasonable. Even if you are just doing, like Tammy Lee said, and lying in bed in that day that you're going to waste, but you're planning and you're thinking about it and you're contemplating, that's an action.
Mm-hmm.
No action is an action, or no decision is a decision.
Sometimes it is. It's correct.
Exactly correct. I mean, it's the truth. Today I decide that I'm just going to think about something. And you know what? Every president has said the same thing. When they're in office of President of the United States, their biggest reflection or comment is that they're booked out every 10 minutes of every day. They don't have time to think about what they're actually doing. They don't have time to contemplate the ramifications of all these things that they're doing. And so, you know, this is important to do. Take those times for reflection as well. But remember that, yeah, you're living with purpose, and that is a purpose. Mm-hmm. Thinking and contemplation is a purpose.
I agree.
So yesterday's impossibilities may be possible today.
I like this
one. I love this one. Yeah,
because experience is the hardest kind of teacher. It gives you the test first and the lesson after.
Oh, gosh. That's
but
pretty funny.
It's really a blessing. It makes you grow stronger and more capable with every passing day. And that's what's kind of cool about being our age. We've had a lot of experience.
Remember, been there, done that.
Absolutely.
We did that.
So don't give up on today because of the way things looked yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Remember, just keep looking forward.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even think about it.
Go forward. This is a good one. Oh, my gosh. These are also good.
I know. Are we boring you guys out there? Because these are really
cool things. We'll do a couple more. Let's do a couple.
I know. You wanted to get to this
other
one. Yeah.
What might happen can only stop you if you let it. We always have these fears on what might happen and this is going to happen. And half the time it doesn't happen. Rather than worrying about what might happen, move forward and use your energy and intelligence to deal with what does actually happen.
Mm-mm.
That is a tough one.
Be, do, have is the answer to that one.
Yeah.
It is.
If you want to
be
something, you've got to do this to have that.
To have that.
Simple.
It's simple. So, you know, move on. So here's the one that you really wanted to hit, too. You don't need to get everyone's approval first.
Oh, man, yeah.
Ikes.
Yeah.
No wonder we kind of wrap it up with that one. But the truth is, is that a big one. This is one of the toughest ones there is.
You got to stop listening to what the world says you should want.
Yeah.
Start listening to who you are. One thing Lauren Everts did, she listened to who she was from the Skinny Confidential. I know I keep talking about her, but I've learned
She's
so
global.
Much from this young person.
I know.
And, you know, everybody tried to push her into television and to be this and that, and she had her vision. Truth be told, there are only a few people in this world who will stay 100% true to you, and you should be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love yourself. You have to believe in yourself.
Back to my rose, Dave Stanley. He's doing what he needs and wants to do. He's got the support of his wife. To heck with everybody else. He doesn't need their approval to come off of retirement. He's going back for it. Good for him.
And we always say, I want to do one more after this. I know you want to wrap this up. But
no, I don't.
I'm very passionate about
this. I just don't want to gob out some nonsense or stupidity.
I know, but one more thing. Don't let them push you out.
Ah. Okay.
I love this one because
yeah, know.
You know
Me
what?
Too.
Everybody is trying, many young people, and I've seen this in a couple of businesses we've been dealing with, are trying to push older people out. That's not going to happen.
Do you think that's happened throughout all of time, really?
I'm sure it has, yeah. But more so now, because I think that young people think that our age do not understand social media. And you know what, guys? We do. If you're listening, we're not idiots. We've got brains. We've got developed brains. And we understand. And we are learning very quickly.
Well, a part of that would have to become a factor of population. Imagine what it's like if you live in India or China trying to get ahead. When their competition is so fierce and ridiculous, what do you do? I guess try to follow these simple things. Swim in your own lane. Be, do, have. All these things. They make a big difference. But it's, you know, and I hate the term laser focus, but it's important to do that. And you only have to please a certain tiny segment of who's out there in order to be successful in a business, for example. And the same goes for personal interrelationships and all that kind of thing.
Because you have a global market now. You've got so many people listening to you or reading what you're writing. It's a whole different thing. But one thing Mike and I were talking about is our dear friend Gail Gordon, who was Mr. Mooney from The Lucy Show.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best man at our wedding, and his wife, Virginia, was the best lady at our wedding. We respected him so much as actors.
Oh, gosh. Of course we did.
There wasn't one moment when he was acting and with us that I thought, he's an old man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I am so glad that we, as young people, had that respect and reverence for older people and thought, we need them because they've been there.
There was probably a, look at it now, probably a 45-year age difference between us. And yet, you're right. But I don't think that either one of us have been afraid of mentors anyway along the line. Remember the friend that you touched base with again with all your classmates from England?
Yes,
you
Clyde
talked
Elliott.
About it last week. Well, you know, there's a tremendous age gap there, but you weren't afraid to embrace what that guy had to say about the arts.
He knows more than me. He's lived longer. Gail Gordon knew much more than we did about acting. He'd acted much longer. And with Lucille Ball, who was incredible.
Yeah.
And so why would you not want people with experience and understanding and been through the muck not to share experiences with you? So I get very passionate about it because I think that we have a lot of young people who have embraced us and feel like we did about Gail, about us. Mm-hmm. But I do see that there's a lot of other people out there who are young that dismiss older people because they think they don't know how to keep up with social media. And that's ridiculous. Social media is easy. It's easy to handle. Just learn how to do the different applications.
One step at a time.
Yeah. Right?
I think that if you're looking at it like a company and you're going to make a successful company, then I would think the right balance of folks with real life experience over decades and a mixture of the young hard chargers is going to be your best bet. There's Ricardo who makes every show, right?
He does. He actually barks through every show. Ricky Ricardo's this tiny chihuahua. He's like 4 pounds. When he barks, I say he's like a cartoon. His body jumps up in the air because
his front legs leave the ground.
Because he propels himself in the air from his barking.
I know.
But you can learn a lot from Ricky Ricardo.
Okay. What can you learn from Ricky Ricardo?
I'll tell you something right now.
The joy of life.
He barks in his own lane, let me tell you. He may be small, but he's mighty. He doesn't care. He's got bigger dogs, and he is just going to be there and do that. But we actually have 20
different
points that we want to share with you, but we don't want to,
Yeah. Yeah, but if you want to read it, and some people really do, we'll put it definitely on the blog, wrinklednotdead.com. Let me go back
here. We've got everything you've lost, you've gained something else. I mean, we have got such good points. Just go there and check it out.
Content galore. So remember, this is an article by Mark Chernoff, and it's worth your time to read because it was worth his time to write, and he also knows what the hell he's talking about.
It got me riled up today.
It did, I can see. and you charged it from the gym, and you dragged it home to do it with the show, too. All right, time off. This is great because we need one now because we've been flogging this. Starter for 10 is mine. Time off. It's a book. It's a novel. You read it and said, you're going to love this. And you're right. Starter for 10 is by Peter Ackroyd. And basically, for anybody who went to boarding school, you must read this. It's just crazy.
If you're a guy in particular, it's all about young guys. I thought it was so funny. Now, of course, I wasn't a young guy, but I found it very interesting.
And it's true. I laugh in the middle of the night because when I'm reading this stuff, when Ricardo, speaking of which, decides he wants to urinate at 4 a.m.
Small and mighty, swimming in his own lane.
Yeah, well, he's peeing in his own lane, too.
Oh, gosh.
But he goes out at 4 a.m., and then, of course, wrinkled not deaders like us are awake. So I read, and so do you, in the middle of the night. And starter by for 10, rather, is so funny. It's poignant, it's brilliant, it's great. And I will put a link to Starter for 10 by Peter Ackroyd on the blog so you can snag it up from Amazon, okay?
My time off is a movie. I rented a movie through iTunes, and it's called Paris Can Wait with Diane Lane, Alec Baldwin, and Arnaud Viard. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
I think you nailed it in one.
An incredible French actor, and basically it's about this incredible Frenchman and Diane Lane go across France. And they bypass Paris. And they're supposed to meet Alec Baldwin, her husband, in Paris after he goes off on a business trip. And he's very money motivated and not interested in the simple things of life. And I'm not going to give too much more of it away, except that it's a real feel-good movie. It was a sleeper. It's acted superbly well. And the scenery is incredible. If we couldn't go to France this year, I went there in this book because it was, I mean, in this movie, pardon me. It was just fabulous.
You know what? That was a fortuitous stumble because I was going to say, I wonder if the book is really good then. Because, most times the book
it's
is better better than the movie?
The scenery was incredible. And they, you know, they just eat simple meals and they talk about cheese and they talk about wine and chocolate. And you just go to France in this movie. Well, it's incredible.
It sounds like it's some Peter Mayle drug.
It kind of is,
you
actually.
Know, remember when Peter Mayle used to, for those of you listening out there, you'll remember Peter Mayle. He's the guy who would write all these wonderful stories about food in France.
Yeah.
And the guy, I've always taken this away from Peter Mayle, this whole idea that he came up with. He says if he looks at something and he sees and he wants it, he doesn't haggle about the price.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
You either can afford it or you can't.
Yeah. You either agree, this is the price and I want it, or forget it. But don't start going into that whole thing. And it sets the whole mindset of Peter Mayle up. But I love it. It's exactly right. The car costs this. Give me the car. I love it.
Well, I got to tell you, so check it out.
Paris
can wait.
Okay.
But I want to add one more. Tonight, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. It's just,
I cannot wait. That's on HBO, isn't it?
I think it is on HBO. It's Curb Your Enthusiasm and it with Larry David. And I cannot wait. It's the biggest, it's a wonderful birthday gift coming off the television set.
Oh,
so there
God.
You go.
All right. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Ricky? Honestly,
there he is.
You know, you're losing your charm and appeal, my friend. Okay, remember when? Okay, actually, yours is first because mine's longer. So,
all right, I was booking my ticket to go back and see my mom who lives in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, and I went online and it's just such a drag sometimes booking tickets, and I thought, remember when this all went through travel agents?
Yeah, it was so commonplace to use a travel agent.
It was so nice because you got to know your travel agent. Your travel agent was your friend. They found you great deals. They often found free drink tickets or something for the airplane.
Naturally, you'd come up with
exactly.
That one.
And it was just so, I don't know. It was just so much more enjoyable.
Well, you had a friend in the business.
You did. And they found the best deals, the best connections. What I'm finding now, there's so much good about the internet, but the sad thing is we've lost some of those connections.
Yeah.
Now, I know there are some travel agents. I know a friend of mine uses her travel agent
a
lot.
You've got to admit, it's vastly reduced
it really
as an
has.
Industry.
It really, really has. So I dismiss travel agents.
Okay, good for you. All right. I've got an oddball one here, but it came about because of an email that I get every now and again. It's from Nancy Schuth, who's our insurance guru.
Dear friend.
And she sends out Sunday funnies or sometimes her Friday funnies or whatever. But this was a Sunday funny. And let me give you the funny first, and then I'll give you the whole point of what we're talking about. This is the law of the theater and the hockey arena. At any event, the people whose seats are furthest from the aisle always arrive last. They're the ones who leave their seats several times to go for food, beer, the toilet, and who leave early before the end of the performance or the game is over. The folks on the aisle come early, never move, have long gangly legs or fat bellies, and stay to the bitter end of the performance. The aisle people are also kind of surly. Okay.
Do you think so? No, I disagree. Is this for a hockey game or does this also for movies when you go to the movie theater?
Or anything.
Because we sit on the aisle and it's just...
You're not surly?
Never.
I'm not. Well, Do you kind of sigh if somebody stumbles over you for the third time?
I have to say, I get angry when people are late because I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they're getting up to go for popcorn, can't they wait till there's sort of a break?
You're stomping the crap out of my point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This has got nothing to do with this. Come on. What this is about.
This riled me up this whole show.
Gee,
I'm sorry.
You just can't wait to go and jump around like a clown. All right. So... I don't even know if I should bother with this
now. No, go on, for gosh sake.
Okay, I go back to my early days in radio, okay? Now, how is this connected? Well, here's Nancy Schuth sending me this thing that she found on the internet about a bunch of funnies. And they're put into a compilation of like 10 funnies. All right, well, when I was in radio in the early 70s, there was no internet to go to for this kind of stuff. And now, you're sitting there with your shift 3 hours long, and you're looking at content for 3 hours long. Where are you going to find stuff? If you have the internet, you're just finding jokes, you're doing stories, you know what's going on anywhere, what's going to happen, all this kind of stuff. It's infinite. But for those of us who are stuck back in that era, it always like this panic that ensued on what you're going to say and what you're going to talk about. So we went to the teletype machine, which would be clattering away back in the newsroom somewhere. And you'd troll through the stories that are coming off on paper. Maybe it was AP, maybe it was Reuters, whoever. And you'd just grab whatever, and it was called rip and read. You'd rip the stuff off there and you'd go through this and try to find something that was interesting for your listeners. And then you'd find like, oh, rickets outbreak in Kuala Lumpur. And you'd go, man, I don't know if that's going to appeal to my audience, but that's all I got. So anyway, that's my whole idea about Remember When, is when there was no internet and you had to do radio. But now the universe is the limit on information, and it's all at your fingertips.
It's marvelous.
And it is marvelous.
I know. I was like, when I talk to my mom, I always look something up. She asks me and I look it up on my phone.
I know. As you're talking to her and you're just going through this and you tell
her
all
that. So interesting. I love it.
Like the number of rats in London.
Yeah. Or about Charles Dickens and all his novels, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really fun. Okay, let's roll it up with a quote.
You bet.
I got one.
Okay.
And of course, we always try to get the quotes to match what we're talking about in our theme of our show. But the idea here is, this is one that I had to go through like three times before I got it. Love who you are, and you're good enough, and you don't need to feel like you need to apologize for who you are, and you don't need to feel like you need to try to be someone you're not.
I really love that, Mike.
See how you inspired me today?
Yeah. You know what? Be yourself. Be your true self, because there's only one of you.
You're right.
You are unique, like a snowflake.
Or Ricky Ricardo. All right.
All right, I'm going to end the show. You've always been good enough. You may just have been giving the best parts of you to the wrong people. Go out there. You deserve it. Don't let them push you out. Because remember, we weren't born yesterday.